Welcome back to WGNU AM 920 Radio Free St. Louis, where you are free to question the powers that be, as it should be. You can give me a call, 314-454-0400, toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. And let's see here. Well, we've been talking about Proposition B tonight, which went down. I don't know if anybody heard. I'm getting reports. It's down 3-1, losing 75-25, basically. So I think Missourians are saying no very loudly to a tax increase in this state. What do you think? I would say so. Of course, we're playing the I Love Lucy theme because today is Lucille Ball's birthday. Well, we got a little bit of trivia here. Oh, let's see if we can find one. I'll throw an easy trivia question out. I know people will be able to get this. Can you tell me the name of the neighbors on the I Love Lucy show of Lucy and Ricky? What was the name of the neighbors on that show? 314-454-0400, toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. And Dave on a cell phone, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I was kind of laughing at the election results tonight with the Proposition B. It just goes to prove Missouri's going to get the roads it deserves. I mean, I'm glad I live over here in Illinois where we know you have to pay money for roads.
So, yeah.
Do
you think taxes are too high in America or too low?
Well, I think that, I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think 45% is too high or too low?
I think there are things we have to pay for. If you guys want
what,
Chuck Holt's
what
city,
would be too high? What would be too high for a tax? Would 80% of income be too high, you think?
We're not talking about 80%.
No, but I'm asking you what would be too high.
I don't have a figure for that.
You have no idea what would be too high.
All I know is that we're willing to pay for roads over here.
Would 90% be too high?
That's not the statement. Just we're
yes, it is, because if taxes...
Here.
Here's the argument you haven't addressed. If taxes are already too high, doesn't that mean that maybe if the roads aren't in good shape, they have misallocated the spending? Maybe what's needed is not a tax increase, but in fact a reallocation of funds to roads. Did that thought ever occur to you? Can you answer that argument?
Yeah, but I think that, I mean, we've had this year we've had massive...
Do you think in Missouri we don't know that we have to pay for roads? Do you think we don't pay taxes at all for roads? We do,
no,
don't
we? I really don't.
Do you think we have no taxation at all in Missouri? Is that what you think?
I'm not sure compared to Illinois what it is. I think you pay less than we do over in Illinois.
Do you know what the overall tax rate in America is? Do you know what the overall rate of taxation is on the American people?
Well, it's probably around 40%.
Yeah, 45. Now, do you think that's too high?
I know there are things like roads that I'm willing to pay a little
more
for.
That's not my question. Do you think that is too high?
No.
No, that's not too high. I think you're in a minority. I think the people have spoken. They do think it's too high. But now I'm asking you, is 80% too high?
80% depends on, it would depend on what you got
so
for it.
So you don't think 80% is too high?
I didn't say that.
It depends on what we get for it. So I guess we get a lot of roads, you're going to be really happy with 80%. Do you by any chance work in construction on roads?
No, I don't.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in the mental health field.
You paid by the state of Illinois?
No.
No? Do you get subsidized at all by the state of Illinois?
No.
None whatsoever?
No.
That's interesting. I don't know anybody in a mental health field that doesn't get subsidized by state funds.
Well, there are some.
Interesting.
Okay.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. That ought to light the phones, because I got news for you. 80% is too high, isn't it, America? So I'm wondering which side he's on in the mental health field, for or against, because, I mean, to me, 80% is kind of crazy even. But at any rate, back to the phones. Brian, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, nothing. You know, I had a couple points, but that last call was great. I don't want to. It just depends what you get. The return on your investment.
It depends on whether or not you're a socialist, apparently, because I mean, if 80% is not too high, people, you know, geez, that's higher than Adolf Hitler tried to do. That's higher than Stalin tried to do. But I got American citizens who think 80% is just fine. Just depends on if the government gives me a free house, I guess. You know.
First, First time I heard your show, but man, I'll be listening. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. You don't want to argue? Come on, let's go. We're having fun here.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And line three, what do you want to talk about?
I think I have an answer to that trivia question.
Oh, okay. Answer to the trivia. Let me answer trivia. What was the name of the neighbors of Lucy and Ricky on the I Love Lucy show?
Fred and Ethel Mertz.
That is it. Fred and Ethel Mertz. Was Fred Mertz the greatest character ever on television?
Yeah, his name was William Frawley.
William Frawley, yeah.
And Vivian Vance.
And Vivian Vance, excellent. You know.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, there is a lot of trivia that Americans know, but I was a big fan, of Fred Mertz. He was my favorite in the show. Never failed that guy was going to make some wisecrack that just made my day on the I Love Lucy show. Some insult. I mean, I guess my whole theory of marital relations may have come from Fred and Ethel Mertz. That's not good, is it? I have a feeling that I'm a candidate for something there, but I'm not sure it's comedy.